Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
A new look at the United States' role in the scandal surrounding Chinese Communist Party chief Bo Xilei and his role in the death of British businessman Neil Haywood. Joining us is Stephen Lee Myers, diplomatic correspondent in Washington with our partner, The New York Times. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning.
Bo Xilei sought asylum in the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. He was eventually taken into custody by Chinese authorities, and there's a tumultuous sort of internecine battles in the Communist Party there. But give us an update on the latest. There are a lot of American officials who are upset over how the United States handled Bo when he was in the embassy there.
Well, actually, it was Wang Lijun,
who you're correct.
The vice mayor under Bo, who showed up at the consulate in Chengdu with this amazing tale of corruption and crime against his boss, with whom he seems to have had a falling out. The embassy, you can imagine, or the consulate, I should say, found itself confronted with a very unusual situation, as well as security from the Chinese, local Chinese police, surrounding the consulate building and trying to figure out what to do with this guy who was agitated, who wanted asylum, and had this amazing tale that touched on the Chinese leadership.
There is a controversy developing here, or at least some upset politicians in Congress, Stephen Lee Myers, because asylum was not granted. And as you said, he was eventually taken into custody. Republicans here wondering whether the State Department, the Obama administration, did enough to protect his safety.
That's right. And I think part of it is that the people on the Hill even haven't had a very clear explanation of what exactly happened, which is what we were trying to explain. In fact, it's very difficult for somebody to show up at one of our diplomatic compounds anywhere in the world and seek asylum, essentially, in their own country, while the embassy or consulate might be protected space for the Americans. You can't just ship somebody, a citizen of that country, out through the diplomatic pouch. So they found themselves in a situation where they didn't quite know what to do. In the end, what happened, according to American officials, some people on the Hill, is they arranged for him to make contact with people in Beijing, who eventually did come and escort him to the Capitol, where apparently his evidence was heard, and it led to the charges against Bo and his wife.
Meanwhile, American officials at the State Department, the administration, elsewhere, embassies are not talking at all. What do we know? Is that because of a potential relationship with intelligence contacts, or because we don't want to interfere in, you know, what I mentioned, we're internecine sort of Politburo politics in China that are incredibly sensitive?
Well, the one thing the Chinese don't want is interference in their political affairs, and I don't think the administration wants to get involved in them. They ended up having this explosive case walk in their door, if you will. And I think that they figure that the least they talk about it, the better it is for maintaining decent relationships with the Chinese government at a time where there is a transition going on and the Obama administration is very eager to work with the Chinese. I think some people on the Hill, as you mentioned, are quite concerned that maybe the administration's going a little too easy on them.
And indeed, we're seeking Chinese cooperation in places like Syria and other places. Stephen Lee Myers from our partner in The New York Times, thank you for joining us. The story, of course, Wang Lijun seeking asylum in the U.S. Embassy in China, but released to Chinese authorities there with repercussions.